Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Awards season has officially kicked off for 2024 with the 81st Golden Globes on in Beverly Hills yesterday. Oppenheimer was the big winner of the night in the movie category, taking out Best Drama for a Motion Picture. Christopher Nolan won Best Director, Robert Downey Jr. Best Supporting Actor, and Cillian Murphy taking out the Best Actor in a Drama, beating out Leonardo DiCaprio, Bradley Cooper, and more. His wife was elated and gave him a huge kiss as he was about to accept his award and accidentally got red lipstick all over his nose.
Oh boy, our first question, do I have lipstick all over my nose? I'm just going to leave it. I knew the first time that I walked on Chris Nolan's set that it was different. But I want to thank Chris and Emma for having the faith in me for 20 years. One of the most beautiful and vulnerable things about being an actor is that you can't do it on your own. We had the most incredible ensemble cast in this movie. There was magic, and some of them are here today. Emily Blunt, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon, Gary Oldman. Thank you for carrying me and holding me through this movie.
Best Female Actress in a Drama Motion Picture went to Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, with Devine Joy Randolph winning Best Supporting Actress in a Drama for The Holdovers.
The surprise winner of the night was for the comedy Poor Things, which beat out Barbie for Best Movie in a Comedy or Musical. And Emma Stone also beat out Margot Robbie, taking out Best Actress in a Comedy.
Playing Bella was unbelievable. I think this is a rom-com. I see this as a rom-com, but in the sense of Bella falls in love with life itself rather than a person, and she accepts the good and the bad in equal measure, and that really made me look at life differently, and that all of it counts and all of it is important. She has stayed with me deeply, so this means the world to me. Thank you so much. Okay, bye. Thank you.
In the TV category, Succession dominated, taking out Best Drama Series, with Kieran Culkin taking out Best Male Actor, Matthew McFadden Best Supporting Actor, and Australia's own Sarah Snook scooping up Best Actress for her role in the series.
Thanks to the Golden Globes, this is really heavy. Thank you, Jesse, for casting me in this, and Francine for putting me in front of Jesse. This show it's changed my life. And everybody in it was amazing. The cast, the crew are fantastic. This was a team effort. It was always a team, and that was what made the show amazing, I think, to be a part of. This room is so intimidating.
The Bear won Best Comedy TV Series, with Jeremy Allen also winning Best Male Actor in a Comedy, and his co-star Ayo Adebiri taking out Best Female.
Australia's Elizabeth Debicki also took out a Golden Globe for her role as Princess Diana in The Crown, and Barbie did take home two Golden Globes, one for Best Cinematic Box Office Achievement, and the other went to Billie Eilish for Best Original Song.
Thank you so much to the Golden Globes. I was not expecting this. Thank you to my brother Phineas. You are the reason I am who I am. I want to thank Greta and Noah. I want to thank Margot for being Margot that we know and love. I want to thank Mattel, and writing that song kind of saved me a little bit. Thank you so much.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.